Hi there, and welcome to the Canna Capsuleers Chronicle! This week, we got like a lot of EVE meets that are happening, or did happen last weekend. We got CCP that are recruiting some well-known players, and an April Fools that didn't go unnoticed, and more on the CCC. Click there.
EVE Online. Last 23,000 years in the future, our group of space Canucks are sorry in advance. I'm Ben, and
I'm Dan.
You're Hoosers from the Great White North, here to decode the mysteries of wormholes, tame the unruly drones with a Timmy in our hands, and keep you, fellow Capsuleers, in the loop about all things EVE Online. From Canada to the edge of New Eden. So grab your double-double, kick back, and let's dive into the Canna Capsuleers Chronicles. So get ready, set, and aboot we go!
Hi there, Dan! How are you?
I'm good, you?
I'm quite good. So, yeah, like, well, first of all, I am the co-CEO of Sorry in Advance, an alliance in Wormhole. I'm also, well, engineer, host, I don't know the title now, in TIS Talking Station, so, yeah. And who might you be, Dan?
I'm the other co-CEO of Sorry in Advance, and I'm the voice of the Chronicle of New Eden.
Indeed. So, well, let's jump right into the news. Well, okay, it did not work as expected. Yeah, it was fast, eh? So, we won't do it a second time. So,
so how was the EVE Montreal last weekend, Ben?
Well, it was a success, like, all the way. We had a blast, we had the help this year from like one of our officers, so thank you a lot to Mr. Vizina. Because of him, we actually take a better part in the enjoyment of our own event. So yeah, it was not only a success, but it was delicious. So much bacon.
Are you talking? Yeah, I was about to talk about the bacon or the ledger tag.
Yeah, no, sorry. I just talked about the amount of bacon that I ate, and I'm just salivating right now. So,
I ate too much, really. Too
yeah,
much.
Not only that, we got all the dessert that were there after the meals, and all the meal itself was really perfect. I really like this event, in part because of the quality of the food that we got there. It's this third year that
it was pretty nice that we had almost something for everyone. We're there, so yeah, that was really nice, and I think people really enjoy it. And the laser tag, wow!
Yeah,
We could have been able to dream of a better event.
Yeah, because a bunch of gamer in a laser tag, well, it means that we the competition has no chance against us. We're just too strong. Just imagine that you're playing EVE, one of the hardest and more complicated game of all time, and then you go against normal people playing a game. They could not stand a chance. Some of you might say, yeah, but they might be only 12 years old. No, they were not. They were 10 and 8. And we won no others.
We are real player at the point children need to know that they cannot win all the time, and they learn it with us.
Yes.
They were not angry after us. I mean, I don't know. After the third game, I just got out of the laser tag because I was tired with the beacon and everything. and one of the kids were there, and she was like talking to me, and she gave me a Tic Tac. So she, I mean, either she wanted to make peace with us and be our on our side.
All manipulation. That's all manipulation.
Probably, probably, but she's clever. Yeah, I can give it to her.
Yeah. But that's not all. We also got like a nice little story that happened also.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Let's. If I do that this way. Oh, it does. That way. Okay. That way, it's what's gonna work. I think.
For three long years, they fought online side by side, comrades in arms. But at a recent player gathering, little did he suspect the innermost surprise awaiting for him. As part of a clever prank, the organizers snapped a selfie with him and his friend in the background. It wasn't until he glanced at the photo that he realized that his closest gaming companion has driven over 10 hours just to reunite with him. For three.
Isn't that cute?
It was great.
Yeah.
We were preparing it for quite a while. Man at the back of. I don't know what to
like call the surprise from this friend that was like in the back of the picture. Like,
yeah. And he drive like 10 hours to come to the event. And he asked me, Dan, please. We need to have gathering there. Please do something. And I was like, I've got your back.
We'll make that happen. So, yeah, it was really good. But this little short went a long, long way. Because not like it doesn't impress some big people.
Yeah, CCP Elmar.
So the CEO of CCP Game himself, retweeted my tweet, on this short. In Eve, the best ship is friendship, and you know that you get his attention when he followed you. So now,
good job, Ben.
Yeah, I'm proud right now. Did something great. Well, I think. You know that you did something great when he followed you a second time a few years after that. It means that you did something wrong so that he unfollowed you.
No. He just lost the phone in the hand of a kid and he unfollowed you because you where I guess in the laser tag.
Something like that. But
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Well, you are right. So great time in Montreal. We're gonna have another one next year. Seriously, a lot of fun. After the laser tag, we also went to a bar to have even more talk and fun there, and we actually ate again because we started at 11 up to 10
around that and we had great conversation with other players, and not only about Eve, but it was really, really nice. I saw some people who were following my podcast, and we had great conversation.
So now you can put a face on the people listening to it.
Yeah, definitely. I have a face when I'm doing my thing, and I'm just like, that's awesome. I see smile in my head. I like that. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, that's actually really, really great. It was Happy Wimpus, I think that was the one.
It had Happy Wimpus just discovered me at the Montreal. I think it was
Teddy Shy.
Not Teddy Shy. It's something.
Oh, okay, the one that
the first one at the top of the list. It was there at the Eve Toronto. It's this one that I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, but I don't remember names.
I'm so not good with names. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
but, and yeah, he followed both of them, so we're gonna know that we are not good with
names. Like if we don't
I'm gonna
have...
call him Mr. A.
Mr. A.
I just know that they have an A in his name.
So if you're Mr. A from Toronto, we salute you. but concerning Eve Meat, that's not all. Like, there's like actually an Eve Meat in Toronto. Not this weekend, it's the next one on the 13th. So yeah, if you're not on the Eve Nord Discord, well, you should be, because that's where like everything's gonna be happening. And there's also like a Facebook for Eve Nord, so you can have a look there also. It's always in the downtown of Toronto, in like some bar there. Great fun, great people, great time.
Not bar, but pub.
A pub. Sorry. but people in America are actually quite cherished, because there's also the Eve New Orleans that is coming for, I think, 2 days straight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the 19th to 21.
Of April still. So
and
April...
we're gonna have a haunted pub crawl and a buffet lunch and CCPB.
Yay! So, yeah. And also, I think that there's also like something on the river or something. Seems interesting.
Yeah, yeah. They talk about it. And we have another event coming.
Yeah.
Our way. And the Eve Mountain.
Yeah.
We talked about it. We got the challenge to do it in a pub. So we got
in Toronto.
It.
So see the links between the events.
Yeah. So we're gonna do it, and we got
a date. So before we tell you the date, please ask your people that you know that they are like either from, let's say, the east of Canada, Maine, and like those state, like that there is an Eve Moncton happening this summer. And the date, damn?
22 of June.
22nd of June. You don't want to miss that.
Yeah.
So please join our Discord.
And we don't know exactly where, but I'm pretty sure people of Moncton gonna help us.
Yes. Yeah, we'll still have to get to the right venue for gamers like us. And I'm sure that we'll get the right pub. But yeah, please join our Discord. You got the address like up there. If you're on the podcast, is discord.gg/sorryinadvance. Yeah, so
we
also will have a little bit of merch and skin codes for Eve Moncton, and who knows, maybe CCP will give us something portable in that we can carry with us easily.
Well, because we're gonna take the plane for going there, so I cannot like bring Rick's arts or thing like that.
Yeah.
At the event of Eve Moncton, but we're gonna have skin chips, so that's already something.
Yeah. last week CCP get a new kind of merchandise. I won't put that in French. It was so disastrous.
Oh, it is the same in English. You're gonna see.
Oh, really? Yes. Okay, so new stuff from the marketing section of Eve, which is, well, actually it makes pretty much sense, because if you would like to try a new path in Eve, you can just buy like one of those. It's, I don't remember the price, but still, it was written somewhere. So you can buy one of those, and you got like 2 weeks of Omega time, and like the expert system that allows you to have an access right to the ships, plus accelerators.
So it's between like $10 and $20.
$10 and $20, okay. Because I don't see the price tag here.
You had to click on the like button, flashy one.
Thank you. So yeah, so if you want to try something that you've never done before, or if you just started the game and that you want to jump right into it, that might be an opportunity for you to try. Let's say you want to try Industrialist, you want to try Enforcer, Explorer, or Soldier of Fortune. Well, those are now available. Just go like on the link that you'll get in the description to
have it. I admit like that the carriers sound better in English. And yes. Yeah, they kept the word Glamourex.
Yeah, Glamourex actually does sound better in English than in French.
Yeah, in French it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it's like, no, like, make, no.
Yeah, they need help in French.
Yeah. Well, no, I won't go there. Let's move on. We got... So
after that, we got the community bait. Do you want to talk about it?
Yes, then? Because we forgot Eve Glasgow, the 13th of April. So that's next weekend. Not next weekend, the other one. Sorry. So if you're on the other side of the Atlantic, that's for you.
So it's in the same time of Eve Toronto, right?
Yeah. So, yes. In April, not only you'll have all those meetups, but there's also the Anger Game 6.
Yeah.
It's quite intense. 51 teams competing one against the others to win the title. It's going to be over 3 weekends. It's like 6 or 7 hours of stream each day of the weekend. That's epic. It's going to be on 2 channels. Like the first channel is going to have the commentator and like the desk, the analyst and everything. Not the second one, but you'll get like other competition there too. It's going to be like massive. You want to see like high-end play, like players. That's where like you want to be. It's going to be awesome. And I might be somewhere into that. We'll see. Next up, Eve Pandora. So Eve Pandora is something that has been around for quite a few years now. It's really, I don't know where it started, but long time ago.
Don't make me ignore it. No ban.
So the Eve Pandora, actually, it's a place where you can get missions to do in Eve from Eve player in a website. So you go on the website, there's different kind of mission there. With rewards, you do them, you get the rewards, happy.
Nice.
So it's been revamped, and yeah, go take a look.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Here we got Lorem Earth Wormhole Tips. So it's a good video. Like, if you're brand new into wormholes, you can get a lot of information there. Some are missing a few important details. So, if you want to have, more information about wormholes themselves, get on our channel. Yeah, but, it's pretty good. Then we got Creative Capsuleers. So we are used with some big names like Riggs Jarvix and Lloyd George, but they are others. Here we got a low 9785. Look at that Rifter. it's awesome. Like, really, look at that. Then we got Latente Meridians. I think that's the name. If not, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a Caracal in Lego. I like it. That's really nice.
Yep. And we got the Orca in Lego from Triple I range for 4954s. So yeah, looks good. Also, we got, last weekend was the Memoriam for 8-List from 8-List Gaming that passed away last year, so it was the 1-year anniversary. So, yeah, okay, 07 8-List and his family. Then the player gathering that we actually talked about.
When we were into a pub, someone bring to me that Alice PI team doesn't exist anymore. So I found the archive website, so we still can use it. I don't know if you remember what it is, but it's where you can choose which PI to do and simply click on it. And like it's gonna say to you like what you need, which planets, everything. It's not as user friendly as it was because like you cannot really click on something, but you can put your mouse on it and just take a print screen that do the thing. So that's still a good website.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna put it in the description and maybe like in the chat right now.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe. Yeah, sure.
Sure, Joshua wants it. so that's that. Next, we got, you remember Mark Resurrectus, like the wormhole candidate that we actually made some promotional video for its second campaign.
I'm proud.
Yeah, you're frozen. Elsa? No? Okay.
Oh, I'm back. And so he decided to leave the CSM and get into CCP.
Yes,
so exactly. It's going to be CCP Bathrobe, I think?
Yeah, so CCP Bathrobe is now joining the CCP community team. Aside from a few others that we already know. Top of my head, I know CCP Arcade is there, CCP Convict, CCP Lumi, if I remember correctly, CCP Amazon, and CCPB, and a few others that I'm forgetting, sorry guys. That are all in the community team are doing really great work, and they are actually helping us and all the event creator to make them happen. So thank you a lot for all the community team, and welcome CCP Bathrobe to the community team there. We're happy to have you there. Why are you laughing, damn?
For no reason.
Right. You might hear some places that there's another name for CCP Bathrobe, like CCP Hotun or something like that. Don't believe those. CCP Bathrobe.
Yeah, I agree with you. So it's gonna have a new project discovery. So for people who don't know what it is, it's a glimpse of science in EVE Online, in the real life science. The project discovery is often like a project that just a bunch of people would have usually take the time to analyze it. The first one was. For the first one that I saw, I don't know if this is the first one, but It was about planetary and finding a moon around planets.
Wait, before it that, there was a one with sails.
Don't remember, Ben. That says something to me, yeah. But
it's back in the days, like.
Okay, so anyway.
Yeah.
So usually it would be like, I don't know, a bunch of scientists who analyze it and would be like, I don't know, 5 to 10 person. But because of the community of Haven, the CCP who integrate it in the game, it's like thousands and thousands of people who analyze it. And that make better data. And last few years it was about the COVID. And now they changed it. Or...
So, for cancer and immune system disease, like how did they say that? Like critical immune system diseases, including cancer.
So, they were able to do like something like a map of how a cell would react to certain sickness. And they want to do it also for critical immune system disease, including cancer. So I think that's going to be really nice. And for people who are like me and want to do it like all the time, it's going to be possible to have it on an app on your phone. So you just have to click on the playtest and it takes literally 5 minutes to fill it and confirm your address. And it's done. And you can participate for the beta test.
Awesome. So yeah, so CCP, and since well Ilmar is listening, Dam is really interested into like the project. So Dam du Nord. Yes. Oh hey. Like he's okay. This, actually, yesterday it was April's Fool, and not people, but CCP did put a lot of effort into that one. People loved it. Actually, it was, look at that.
Well, yeah.
It's NERF. That stands for New Eden Recreational Feed. Because you can have fun with this thing. So, on like yesterday on the launcher, we had those 9 dots there that when you clicked on, you had different like links or like to go at different places. So one was
Go ahead.
Yeah, one was like Rebel Radio to listen to different music of Eve. You got one, it was to like a link with backgrounds, desktop, photos and such. Links to like the Reddit and like a bunch of other stuff. But now it's gone. But it is. Is it? Well, this like Reddit actually sent love to CCP concerning this thing. So when something
Reddit and love in the same sentence.
Yes, I'm talking about unicorns right now. And
damn it.
Well, CCP cannot cannot be moved by such a unicorn. So what they did is something that you can do right now. So go on. Oh yeah, go on launcher and do this here. Oops, no, not this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you select your launcher, press Control F, and then you go like 2 dots, HTFU.
It worked. It worked. It have Rebel Radio.
Yeah. So wow. Now you can have it there. You can also do like Eve is Beautiful to actually go to the install lock. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a lot of background with high quality, and they are really gorgeous.
Yeah. Then you get like two like the coma.
Damn,
is...
it have a lot of them. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, you were saying.
Okay, so you got like a coma. Like is the banana? So read through. The
banana. Okay.
Like concerning the lore, and if you are in Australia.
And if you were where in Australia? Why? Yeah. Why? Australia.
Because like you want to be able to read it like in the right sense, you go comma OZ to
new,
get the
new,
show that new. You so it just turned like the launcher around so that you can
yeah and it. You have to do it again to get it back all right.
So get the print screen and have fun.
Yeah.
So thank you, CCP, for those. Nice. It's actually quite good. And also, CCP was telling in the same post that with the new launcher, there's a lot of possibility that can be happening now. So those are only a few options of where they can go with that. And there's like many more that are coming our way. So that was the April Fool's nerf. Then, we are now, getting ready for the lore.
Yeah. So, I'm gonna do my best because I feel I'm losing my voice right now. You were not supposed to, but last week you had a podcast like of the Chronicle of New Eden that surprised everyone, like including myself. I messed up. So you got an episode of going up in Minmatar. You won't have any episode for 3 weeks, unfortunately, because I really need time to do the Galante. And right now, I'm struggling a bit, because I don't know if you noticed it, but I really try to have the ambience music that fit with every race. And I'm really struggling to find the music that I really like for the Galante. So if you can help me and just send me a music that you feel it could be good for the Galante, or make me you think about the Galante, so it could inspire me and help me to do the podcast, please.
Yeah, so our style of music, because I know that them you first started with Celtic, but it was not sticking the content itself.
So. I was not able to really appreciate it, and I was like, I feel it doesn't fit together. Yeah, so I really need to find something. Help me. And whatever makes you think Galante, just send it to me. And I'm gonna try my best. And I'm sure it's gonna inspire me.
What about some guitar? You know, with something more country style, something that is the free aspect of it, I only got horses and in mind, but country cowboy.
Yeah. Okay. I can check that.
Yeah,
but if you have any other idea, you can try to.
Yeah.
I feel Ben don't really like the Galante, so he just give me an idea like that.
No, it might fit. I'm just imagining the Galante dancing on some country square dance.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it makes sense. With the Galante hat and everything. Yeah, I can see that.
Okay. I'm gonna check that.
Mm. Nice. So we are now up for the kill of the week. Well, were you finished, Dem?
Yeah, I'm coughing.
Great. You did great. Okay. First, to understand the like the kill, okay? It's not as a kill as like a war deck mechanic that needs to be understood. When like you join an alliance, you bring with you your current war declaration. Okay? So let's say that you were to join Sorry with a war declaration. Well, Sorry would be at war with the others that you are at war with. Yeah. Same thing would happen to any other alliance. And a way to get out of this mechanic is to not have a structure like anywhere.
Yeah, you need a structure to declare war to other alliance cooperation.
Exactly. So those structures are usually held in only one corporation. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when this corporation leaves the attacking alliance, well, all wars are dropped. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
So what happened? We got Black Flag. Yes. Okay. Not too bad. Black Flag actually like let 61 wars down.
Why?
Well, because slow children that play so slow joined the war, and because like one of the like many corporation that were at war with Black Flag joined slow.
Okay, so slow became at war against Black Flag.
Exactly.
So Black Flag didn't want it.
No.
And the fastest way to do it was to simply get out Legion of Ascension, who are the holding corporation
of all like the structures.
Yeah, exactly. So they dropped the corporation with all the structure to get out of every war, to particularly get out of the war with against slow. Oh, okay. And 8 minutes after new alliance joined slow.
Yeah.
Wow. So
that's really, really interesting. For Black Flag to, let go of 61 wars.
61 wars ending just because they didn't want to be at war against Slow.
Well, there might be some spinning, but we don't care. Slow is recruiting. Also, we got some...
That's a good publicity.
Really. Oh, yeah. We met some people at from Slow at the Eve Montreal, and they told me about that. It's so really cool. When I the next morning actually saw it on Reddit, it was like,
we talked about it.
Yeah, that's old news, but yeah, really nice. Nice job, Slow there. Then you got all the blah blah underneath. So yes,
nice.
That was a packed show. We got a lot of news and wow. So so we don't have any Chronicles of New Eden this week, neither next week, neither the week after that. Will have a lot to do in Eve, not only with all the Eve meets that are coming up this month, but they also got Free Gods Free For All this month. They got the Anger Games this month. And wow, April, that's the month. That's a, like a really good month to play.
Yeah. So I'm gonna let you on that. Be Kennex and friends.
And, see and
like Richard say, fly fun, guys.
Oh wow.